It's like, this is like a post-mortem in a hospital. That's what it feels like to me, Glenn. You know, where somebody dies, and then they have the morbidity and whatever meeting, and they go through, how did the patient die? Like, what happened? What went wrong with the systems? And it's us looking at this president who I believed, totally believed, would not start another Middle East war and saying, what happened? And it's like some errant maniac was let into the OR. His name is Benjamin Netanyahu. And our surgeon, the best in the world, treated him as the authority figure instead of remembering it was he who was the authority figure and the one who we placed in there and in charge for a reason. He came in and said, instead of taking the cancer out, let's put one in. Let's see how that works. Infest this body with the most pernicious cancer known to man. Let's start with pancreatic. Stick it in there and see if we can get it to spread. And others around the doctor said, no, don't do that. That's certain death for the patient. But he was so dazzling with the head of cancer research beaming in via satellite telling our surgeon, don't worry, we figured out a way around it. You'll be known as the person who cured cancer, not who caused it. And then we did it. We stuck the needle in the man's pancreas, and the cancer spread like wildfire through the patient's body. And that is how he died. That's how this feels. A bunch of experts looking at the guy we trusted saying, who made him do this? And the answer is Benjamin Netanyahu and the man in the mirror for President Trump, his own hubris that led him to believe he'd get a different